What's the
Thursday night?
Can you use this to record Tanya?
Instead of this. Thursday night, Chodesh Hodesh. At the end of the psicha was going through the benefits of bitachon, the benefits in spiritual manners, the benefits in olam hazeh, temporal matters. Went through the list of benefits that you're in a good mood, you're living with Hashem, you're close to Hashem, you don't kowtow to evildoers, you're stress-free, you know how to deal with money, you know how to deal with the lack of money, you use your money to be Oved Hashem, whether you have money or you don't have money, and the Toaliyos of Bitachon in this world are also the stress-free environment. You take a job that you enjoy with job satisfaction, you don't take crazy jobs because you think that's the only way you can get parnosa, and you learn how to cope with frustration, and you're even besimcha when things don't go the way you'd like them to go. So that was the psicha, and the psicha didn't talk about really, I mean, he alluded to it because he was talking about bitachon, but he didn't get into the kishkas of what bitachon is and how to develop it. The Chavis Aldovus is not, we'll see now, he takes it very slow, and he builds it up very structurally. It's not a Musa Sefer that talks about how important it is to have bitachon and how great it is and how it's a mitzvah, but say he talks about it in terms of teaching you how to acquire it, how to develop it. So the psicha was the benefits. That's the first step in acquiring it, that you have to want it. You have to really desire it, and you have to say, I want this thing that gives me so many benefits. Perek Rishon.
Can I just ask a question there?
Yeah.
It's not a
reward. That is the essence of bitachon, that you will, it's like saying, you know, a person who's honest will have, you know, will be at peace with himself. So that's not shalom lishma. That's the nature of being honest, that you're at peace with yourself. You're not a walking contradiction. You don't feel like a hypocrite. You don't feel like a phony. You don't feel like you're no good and you can only live from someone else. But, you know, you have what you have if you're honest. So that's all he did with bitachon too.
But now, like, after the last couple of weeks, I just want bitachon. So just be like, it'll be like a nicer life, and it'll be better off for everyone.
You should realize, yeah, that's okay. But they're the nature of bitachon. They're not rewards. If your motivating factor is not the mitzvah, if your motivating factor to acquire it, you know, there's no, I don't even know if there's a mitzvah bitachon. Some Rishonim hold there is. You're talking about something that's like part of just being aware of Hashem. So you're supposed to have bitachon in Hashem. Even if it's not a technical mitzvah, that's part of your relationship with Hashem, is that you have to, that you see from all the psukim, that Hashem wants you, I mean, I don't know if it's a technical mitzvah, but Hashem wants you to rely on Him. And then it's like saying, Ashrecha v'tov lach, Ashrecha b'olam hazeh v'tov lach olam haba, right? So it's nothing more than that. So if you do it for that reason, if it's shelo lishma, okay. Perek Rishon, what is bitachon? First parak is six lines, and he talks about the mahus of bitachon, the essence of bitachon. Now, he's not giving a definition, because he spoke Hebrew or Arabic, and he said the word, what it is. We struggle, the Achronim struggle with defining it, because they're looking for the right word. That's not what he's doing in parak Aleph. The right word, we decided already, is to rely on Hashem. And to rely on Hashem as an active verb, not as a passive one. It's an act of relying. In other words, instead of relying on whoever or whatever you're relying on, you're relying on the whatever, you're relying on your refrigerator to work, you're relying that the sun's going to come up the next morning, you're relying on your own wisdom and resourcefulness, you're relying on your protection, you're relying on the doctor, you're relying on your employee, on your employer, whatever it is. So you have to, the avoda is to consciously work on, to train yourself to rely on Hashem, and to realize that all these other things are Hashem's method of carrying out whatever he was gozer for you. So it's like you have to practice. You say, I'm relying on the bus driver to get me to Yerushalayim. I'm relying on the wheel manufacturer that it's not going to fall off. I'm relying on Eged to send the bus on time so I can get to Yerushalayim on time. I'm relying on the Makolet guy. So you have to say, no, I'm not really. No, I mean, that's. I'm relying on Hashem. I'm relying on them that Hashem is going to let everything happen the way it should happen, the way it's supposed to happen, the way I'd like it to happen, the way it's apparently normal to happen. Normal meaning that's how Hashem runs the world. So I'm relying on Hashem. So you say, so then what did you get? It's a whole different existence. Whole different thing. Because if you rely on someone else, then you're still nervous. Because maybe this and maybe that. But if you indeed are relying on Hashem, you don't want to be nervous about. So he doesn't define bitachon in Perek Aleph the way we struggle to define it, because we're looking for the right word. He used the word that means to rely. You're relying on Hashem. He talks about in Perek Aleph, Hashem lemuhus habitachon, he's talking about not a definition of the word, but like what is it? It's like, you know, you can define anger, but so you can define it. Then you say, what is anger? So you say, anger is, you know, the emotion you feel when. So he's saying, bitachon is not bitachon in Hashem. Bitachon is when we talk about when. Bitachon is when you are calm. That's it. What does that mean? You are calm because you handed it over to someone else. It's not your headache anymore. That's what bitachon is. In other words, true bitachon, true reliance on something else, you're always relying on something else. So you're calm because you're relying on someone else or something else, or even if it's yourself. But you're calm because you're relying on yourself to be, you hold you're very smart and you're very knowledgeable and you're very accomplished. So you're relying on yourself to get the job done. So now you're calm because you're. So if we want to know if we have bitachon in Hashem or in your rich uncle or in the doctor, I guess it is it's a definition of sorts, but it's not really the definition of the word. The word is to rely. But what it means to truly rely on someone, how does it exist in the Bria? Like, what's pure gold? It means there's no other alloys in it. Not the definition of gold, but you say gold is pure gold. That's the real gold, is when there's no other metals there. So bitachon is when you are calm, because you're relying on the refrigerator, you're relying on the Makolet guy, you're relying on the bus driver. So you're calm. If you're not calm, then you're not having bitachon. That's what he's coming to say. If you're anxious or nervous, then you're not having bitachon. And you're not talking about Hashem yet. Say, I'm relying on the bus driver to get me to Yerushalayim. Then I see he's swerving. He's going in and out of the lanes. Like maybe he didn't sleep, right? He's falling asleep. So then you get nervous. So now you're not relying on him anymore. You can't rely on him because maybe he's going to fall asleep. Hashem lemusa. What?
Does it mean, is that the word manifestation?
I don't know what I'm not sure. Yeah, I guess you could say that. Well, the Musa Bitachon, it manifests itself by your being calm, Yeshikayah. By your being calm, who are Giyas Nefesh Abodeh. But you see how intrinsic it is. It's not like, you're not talking about a benefit now. Now he's not talking about a benefit. He's not talking about, he's talking about the telltale sign that it's there. Whatever you have a bitachon on, you have a bitachon on your uncle that he's going to give you the job. So you're applying for a job and your uncle's in charge of hiring people. So you're calm because you're relying on your uncle. So that's what I mean. You're calm. You got it. It's in the bag. Regias nefesh haboteach, the hishanus libo, that you're relying, you're leaning, you're relying al misha botachalav, on whatever the object of your reliance happens to be. Whether it's the politician, or your father, or your son, or the bus driver, whatever it is. Sheyaselo, so why are you calm? Maybe he's going to punch you in the nose. You're calm because you're relying on him that what? Sheyaselo hayoser tov, that he will indeed do what's proper, what's correct, what's good. Umatim lo, be'inyin shuboteach ba'olav. In other words, part of my reliance on the bus driver to take me to Yerushalayim is that if he gets a report that there's a terrorist in Yerushalayim that's Chas v'Shalom shooting people, so he's not going to take me to Yerushalayim. Right? That's part of my reliance. If I can't rely on him to not take me, if I think he's going to take me to Yerushalayim no matter what, like it's on there's an accident in Knesset Ha'ir and he knows about it now and we're going to sit on the road for 5 hours. So if I can't rely on him that then he's not going to go, then I'm right to not come. Then, in other words, if I only rely on him that he's going to blindly take me to Yerushalayim no matter what, even if there's potholes in the road and it's foggy and there's crashes all over and the road is slippery. I remember in America, New York, right? You would have these weather conditions. So the guy got to be out of his mind to drive then. So they would stop all the public transportation. They wouldn't go. They would close the road. So that's part of being calm. That's what he says. Not that he'll do for me what I want. If I want him to give me this job, but if I think that if he knows it's bad for me to have this job, that the boss is a tyrant and the boss drives everyone nuts and the boss makes people cry and the boss berates people and he's still going to give me the job, then I won't be calm. I won't be calm. That's not calm. That's not regua. I'm not regua. That's not called regua. If I'm regua that he'll give me the job even if it'll shorten my life by 10 years, I'm not regua. So that's why the Chabad Halevi says the manifestation of bitachon is to be calm because you're relying on the object of your reliance, not that he'll do what you think he'll do. At most of the time it's that, because no one walks into a situation that'll shorten their life by 10 years. So, you know, I'm pretty sure that the job is good for me to have, and that's why I want the job. So I'm relying on him to have the job, so I'm calm. But you got to have that angle that if he knows something I don't know, then he's not going to give me the job, and then I could be completely regua. Otherwise, I can't be regua. If he's the same dope as I am, and he doesn't know that it's foggy, or he's going to go anyway, then I'm not going to be regua. Sheyaselo hayoser tov. As much, in other words, he's only my uncle. He doesn't know the future. He doesn't know my psychological makeup, if I'll be matim with the boss. But, you know, as far as he knows, he's going to do what's good for me. Chazal HaLevi is not talking about Hashem. He's not, like, trying to cheat here. He's explaining this is called amragua. This is the definition of bitachon. You could use a different word if you want for something else. But if you want to talk about bitachon, that's the word we're talking about. It's total ragua, and I'll be total ragua if I feel that the person's going to do what's best for me in the particular situation that I am relying on him for, right? I'm relying on those lottery, the mitzvah pious people to give me the money I want. But if they know that people in my situation, when they get the money, they divorce their wives, they, you know, all the things that happen to most lottery winners. Okay, we'll stop here.